Big tech and government is at it again, suppressing stories to protect none other than Biden, of course. Welcome to Rayshon's Blyden Show, better known as Ray Dog's Random Thoughts, raydog.com, politicalbombshow.com. Help and support us, because I'm certainly sure that big tech is certainly not going to allow this, just like they disallowed my Kyle Rittenhouse story to be monetized. This one's probably going to follow suit. Nonetheless, it's a good thing I'm not doing it for the money, huh? Idiots. So let's get into this story here. Let me put it on the big screen. There you go. Big Tech has labeled this story as dangerous and derogatory. Let us be the judge. Let's see, shall we? Historic climate action. You can see the pretender in chief there. By now, you know all about big tech's big partnership with the federal government to censor information that Biden administration doesn't like. Stop me when I'm lying, as CM Chunk would say. Chump. Big tech's algorithm is scooping up countless true stories for demonetization, aka my Kyle Rittenhouse, as I mentioned at the top there, because they present facts they don't want out there. But wait, there's more. This one's a screamer. But what exactly does this mean? It means ads are being turned off on stories written by our reporters covering real major policy topics like climate change, COVID masking. By the way, speaking of COVID masking, these Democrat bums want a repeat of 2020. What do I mean by a repeat of 2020? I mean mandates. See, you can't, how can I put it? Gently, how can I tiptoe around this? You can't pull off what they did in 2020 without massive COVID mask mandates. And I'll just leave it like that. You're not dummies. You know exactly where I'm going with it. You know exactly what I'm saying. And it's the truth. They want to bring back COVID mask actions so you can have tons of mail-in ballots, and we all know what happened in the middle of the morning of the wee hours of the night, don't we? But we're not going to go there. Let's continue here. So they want to eliminate stories. This is why big tech want stories like this squashed. They don't want you to be aware of the true facts of things like the climate change agenda, the COVID masking, lockdowns, and vaccines stuff that they want to do, election integrity, transgenderism, and much, much more. Transformers, what is in your pants? These crucial stories are stripped of their revenue in an effort to persuade us not to cover them. But again, I have a day job. I am doing this to inform you. Now, would it be nice to have revenue and to make residual income? Sure. But that's not my reason, my sole purpose for doing this. My sole purpose is to get the truth out there. So go ahead, YouTube. Strip all you want. I was born naked and I can stay naked. Can I get a yee? Anyway, I digress. They want to persuade us not to cover them by threatening to put us out of business if we do. But we're not backing down. BravoTownHall.com, bravo. We're doubling down, and we need your help. We're going to continue to cover the news that matters and tell the truth about things like COVID, climate change, and election integrity is very important. We need to stay focused on election integrity, because I'm telling you, they want to bring back these mass COVID restrictions because they want massive mail-in ballots. And we know what they did with them last year. I know that you had certain company suing to shut people up and certain networks settling. But the fact remains that they got away with a big one. I'm going to just leave it like that. They got away with a big one. So just as an example, in the last 48 hours, these two true fact-based posts were demonetized. Remember the time Jerry Nadler said voting machines could be hacked? And why won't COVID lockdown artists admit they were wrong? So they demonetized those. Why? Because again, they want to keep your mind focused that there ain't no voting machine hack going on in these parts. Nothing to see here, folks. Keep it moving along. This is what they do. This is how they try to silence conservative media. Our independent VIP membership program, and they're talking about helping them to stay afloat. So if you want to support Town Hall, you can certainly go to townhall.com and look into their VIP membership program. But it's definitely true. I'm sure that this is going to be demonetized as sure as the Wittenhouse story was demonetized. But again, I'm not doing it for the money, but I certainly can understand how effective it can be if I am running a conservative media company and I am trying to put the truth out there, but these companies keep demonetizing me. So yeah, it's not a good thing, folks. Not a good thing at all. Well, what do you think? Do you think that big tech and government are in bed together? Specifically leading, well, it's more than leading, but on the left. If you agree, give a thumbs up, share, like, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.